And when he's not at the office helping patients, he's on 1320 WILS.
And he's on with us right now. Good morning, Dr. Braccio.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good to have you aboard once again here today. And you know, Doc, I know you remember this. I'm doing this off the top of my head, but there was a book that came out many, many years ago. I think it was the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. It was something that was aimed, you know, it's one of those self-help books that's mainly aimed at business and how you get ahead. But, you know, when you talk about good habits, bad habits, and we all have bits of both, you want to try to double down on the good, and successful people seem to have some that, you know, there's a certain commonality to that would be nice to imitate.
Well, that's true. And what I find in life, Dave, is somewhat amazes me, is even though it's not overly complicated what successful habits are, it's amazing how many people don't have them, but maybe more importantly, aren't even aware of what they are. So they kind of meander through life, and they just don't make good decisions, they don't prepare, they don't carry forward. So it can lead for a very, very difficult life. So in my work, and I believe what you do too, in terms of helping people with information, the goal is to help people get on track, get the right ideas, turn the lights on, if you will, the ha-ha in them, and move forward.
And how do you get to that aha moment? And do enough of us have the part that goes aha? Or like you kind of intimated there, do we skip past that and not realize that this is, that was the key point there, bucko. You should have taken note and again, circled back to that. And we kind of miss it. We miss the important thing.
Well, let me put some of these in. And by the way, I believe you were talking about Stephen Covey's book, which he wrote about the...
That was it.
And that's still a very popular book, I might add. I've even came up with an eighth habit. But anyway, let me give you the ideas here. I think you have to control your emotions. You have to be somebody who, within reason, you're able to control, okay? You don't want to be a hothead. You also don't want to just sit in the background. You also have to be knowledgeable of your job, what you're doing, and you have to realize what expectations are, this type thing. These are key things. You need to be consistent, methodical, predictable, within reason. You have to be, when I say consistent, you have to work at something every day. You have to know what you're doing. You're moving forward, okay? You also need to project positive karma. You want to be likable or at least respected as a person. And then you want to be able to have some impact on people. You want them to remember you. You want them to know that you're making contributions or that you're a useful person, that you could help someone. Then also you take a step at a time when reaching for a goal. You're rarely going to hit the home run the first time you pick up the bat and wonder what that is they're throwing at. You have to work at things. You don't go from one goal to another goal. You feel you have to complete one thing, and if you do change, it has a major course in a change. But based to stick on your goal, make sure you're working towards it, and not be running on tributaries, run off somewhere else. You also have to be an honest person, because anything you're doing, if people don't trust you, they're not going to work with you. You want to be appreciative of those that help you, whether it is helping you do your job or giving you advice on how to live life, whatever it might be. Another, you have to always be learning. You know, we're in a world now, Dave, where the distance from horseshoe to car mechanic, the time distance, is pretty quick these days. You'd better be ready for the next wave, the next information. Good book, Thomas Friedman, actually, The World is Flat, is one of those books about how the world is so radically changing technologically right now. You also want to be the completing task. Many people, as smart as they are, they start a thousand things, but they never complete them. And then you want to be able to close the deal, get your life going, moving the right way. And these are a list of things, and they sound kind of like, well, golly, you know, those make sense. They make sense. But when I've talked to people and I've gone through what they're doing and we talk about these, they really haven't done them. They're going here, they're going there, they're upset about this, they don't like this person. So they've got so much stuff in their life, they're not focused and moving forward. But successful people have habits that lead to their being successful, contributing, and being happy persons.
Yeah, I think you just you hit on one there at the very end, though, the ability to focus, laser focus, complete a task, and then know when to move on. That's something I've noted before with people who are very successful. They can really focus, they can bear down, they can move on, and not be looking back all the time either.
Life is the future. We have the present and we have the future. We have the past to learn from, not something to bog us down.
Yeah, Satchel Paige said, "Don't look back too much. Something might be gaining on you." So you keep.
It's not too bad.
So there are commonalities that we can share out there. Successful people with good habits to learn from, and of course that's something you can get with the podcast, DrJohnB.com. That is the place to go. This will be there, as well as many others. You offered me an aside. You always do this. We were talking about the debate, the GOP, and of course, this has nothing to do necessarily with successful habits, but you noted that the Lincoln-Douglas debate, and they got together a few times, Lincoln and Douglas didn't have a moderator. I'm not sure what you were quite alluding to there, but you got 30 seconds to sum it up. Tell us what.
Well, here's my feeling. Regardless of what position you take, it seems that it's like a football game, like the Notre Dame-Michigan State game a few years ago. When you remember the officials after the game more than the players, I think that's the problem. I think that's part of what happened in this last debate. You have so much discussion about the moderators, regardless of the behavior of the people that are basically asked questions. That's why it brought to my mind the Lincoln-Douglas debates, where they didn't have a moderator. They set
they
things up differently.
Yeah.
One went 90 minutes, then 60, and then a 30-minute rebuttal. So I'm thinking that maybe that might be a better way. Because if you remember the Crowley event with Romney from a few years ago, where she was correcting him on something, which really isn't the role of the moderator. So
no, that's true, and then she was proven to be right. And I was watching that. I thought they did a good job, John. But I watch it because I've moderated debates before, so I'm grading them as well. And that's just because in the business, I'm grading them, seeing if they did their job. But everybody has a different take on that, and sometimes a free for all is just as the format does matter, and in some, the moderator is less important.
And be aware, my point is less critical of the moderator. I'm simply saying when you have a lot of people talking about the moderators and not the content of the speech, that I think that we have to look back. Because to me, I'll give you a personal, I think the moderator's role is to ask questions, get information, but the information people give, that's basically
right. What
is useful, not in terms of, pursuing or looking antagonistic and this type of thing. So anyway, just a fascinating stuff, and it brought to my mind, even to the point where I went back and I was even reading the old Lincoln-Douglas debates. You could Google stuff up, and it's on a totally different world, totally different topic, but then it was just them on different formats on different nights.
It was indeed. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. They are in East Lansing. It's DrJohnB.com, the website. Doc, always great to talk to you, and we will visit with you next Tuesday.
Look forward to it, my friend. Bye-bye.
More coming up here at 1320 WILS.